Picture a ballot box. On one side, J.K. Rowling, a writer of children's books about wizards. On the other, Queen Elizabeth II, one of history's most powerful monarchs, ruler of nations, symbol of an empire. Who wins? When researchers asked 3,000 Americans, Rowling crushed it, 62.8% to 37.2%. Think about that for a moment. We'd rather trust someone who invented Hogwarts than someone who actually wore a crown. The reason? Stories create bonds that transcend titles, wealth, and even reality itself. When Amanda Palmer raised $1.2 million on Kickstarter, she wasn't selling music, she was selling a narrative people wanted to be part of. This is the essence of what makes storytelling not just powerful, but essential in how we connect, persuade, and lead. A blind beggar's sign read, "I am blind." Coins trickled slowly. French poet Jacques Prévert rewrote it, "Spring is coming, that I won't see it." His cup overflowed. Same man, same corner, different story. The information hadn't changed, the feeling had. This is neuroscience in action. Facts activate only our language centers. Stories make our brains light up like fireworks. We picture faces, imagine movements, feel pain. Scientists call this neural coupling. Our brains don't just process stories, they live them, with activity increasing fivefold compared to raw data. Stories flood us with oxytocin, the empathy chemical. During tense scenes, this makes us care about characters like family. Studies show people are twice as likely to donate after hearing a compelling story. Our brains didn't evolve for spreadsheets, they evolved for shared narratives. This explains loyalty to losing sports teams, patriotism despite national flaws, and family bonds preserved through storytelling. What makes Star Wars reach virtually every human on Earth, while countless other space movies fade into obscurity? Four elements separate forgettable tales from those that captivate generations. First comes relatability. Our brains resist the unfamiliar, but embrace recognizable components. George Lucas mixed elements Americans already loved, 1950s car culture, comic books, kung fu movies, into something that felt both fresh and familiar. This explains why The Force Awakens thrived by bringing back beloved characters, while the prequels felt alienating. Second is novelty, the spark that keeps our attention. Our brains light up when encountering something new, an evolutionary response to potential opportunities or threats. The best stories balance comfort with surprise. Data from 600 movie sequels shows they typically earn 20 to 40% less than originals, except sagas that build storylines rather than repeat formulas. Third comes tension, the emotional tug that keeps us engaged. Great stories establish what is and what could be, with the gap between creating tension. Romeo and Juliet works because of barriers, not despite them. Finally, fluency, how effortlessly the story flows. Great stories don't make you think about how they're told. Hemingway wrote at a fourth grade level. Make your delivery invisible so audiences notice only the content. Storytelling is a learnable craft built on universal patterns that tap into fundamental human experiences. The hero's journey follows transformation. Luke discovers Leia's message, meets Obi-Wan, learns the Force, confronts Vader, returns changed. Businesses apply this in case studies, showing where customers struggled, where they wanted to be, and how they bridged the gap. Benjamin Franklin developed a remarkable self-teaching method. He'd study excellent articles, take brief notes, wait until the original phrasing faded, then recreate the text. Comparing versions revealed weaknesses in vocabulary, structure, and style. He increased difficulty by converting prose to poetry and back, or jumbling notes and reorganizing them, exercises developing both creativity and precision. Shane Snow adapted this technique, meticulously analyzing favorite authors' sentence structures. He created spreadsheets tracking sentence length, paragraph transitions, and rhetorical devices used by writers like Malcolm Gladwell and Michael Lewis, then attempted writing in their styles, dramatically improving his abilities. Another valuable technique, the sludge report, ruthlessly cutting unnecessary words. Challenge yourself to reduce text by half without losing meaning. Change as a result of the fact that to because. Eliminate hesitant qualifiers like sort of. Cut redundancies. Completely finished becomes finished. As Orwell advised, use short words rather than trying to sound impressive. In 1942, Mayor LaGuardia banned pinball machines based on a false narrative that they exploited children, demonstrating how negative stories can destroy products. Conversely, when GE designer Doug Dietz discovered children feared his new MRI machine, he transformed the experience by creating a pirate adventure story around it, turning terror into excitement without redesigning the machine itself. This principle extends everywhere. Shinola watches command premium prices through their story of revitalizing Detroit manufacturing. Johns Hopkins research revealed the most successful Super Bowl advertisements feature strong narrative arcs, not humor or sex appeal. BuzzFeed's Dear Kitten video for Purina generated over 27 million YouTube views by showing an older cat scolding a kitten about human behavior. Groupon hired comedy writers to create hilarious fictional backstories for every product, dramatically increasing email open rates and sales. GE's commercials featuring Owen, a fictional engineer explaining his job to befuddled friends, sparked an 800% increase in engineering applications. Dollar Shave Club's viral launch video generated 12,000 orders in 48 hours, building the foundation for Unilever's $1 billion acquisition. Joe grew Contently's blog from 14,000 to 500,000 monthly readers in 3 years, generating 100,000 newsletter subscribers and thousands of quality leads. First, commit to a mission serving your audience. Content marketing is a political campaign. You must introduce yourself, earn trust, and develop a resonant mission. Contently's mission to build a better media world doubled their readership within 6 months. Second, get smart about understanding your audience. Using analytics, Contently identified high return stories, pieces driving readers to spend significant time with content, finish reading, explore more, share socially, subscribe, and request demos. Their Seth Godin interview exemplified this. Readers averaged 5 minutes, had cheap cost per click, and many converted to subscribers. Third, establish strategic methodology for continuous improvement. Contently tagged stories by topic, persona, and format, then compared production against performance. This revealed fun content, like quizzes, attracted loyal readers, while industry news underperformed. Technical content might attract fewer readers, but engaged serious prospects. The fundamental pattern follows a flywheel. Create content, connect it with people, then optimize both. Pull audiences toward your own channels. Every LinkedIn post should drive email subscriptions, and emails should drive website visits. Strategically move audiences from where they naturally spend time toward channels where deeper relationships can develop. Marriott's transformation proves storytelling requires cultural change, not marketing tactics. When Kathleen Matthews convinced skeptical 76-year-old Bill Marriott to blog weekly, it sparked a 7-year evolution into a global media operation with Emmy-winning films. Their headquarters features M Live, a Hollywood-style control room uniting PR, social media, and creative teams. The content team evangelizes company-wide, enabling any employee to contribute ideas. As millions embrace content marketing, most produce formulaic zombie content. A Beckon study revealed just 5% of branded content generates 90% of engagement. Benjamin Franklin's wisdom endures: either write something worth reading or do something worth writing about. Powerful storytelling demands both craft and substance. In a world drowning in information, stories that make us feel something help us see ourselves differently and move us to action. Those survive. Your story matters. Make it count.